Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Chaf Amin Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Amin Aleph, 12 lines from the top, Am Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar. So says the Gemara, member number 1, Am Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, Naflu Me'afartu Heimenu, for Reuven, he drops his handkerchief, and Amr L'Chaveira, he sees Shimon, he tells Shimon, Tanali, give it to me, V'nasnulay, and Shimon passes it to him, the lacha is his Tameya, the handkerchief becomes Tameh. That's member number 1. Member number 2, Amr Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, before it was Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, now Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, Neschafu like Kalim Shal Shabbos, Bekalim Shal Chov, Ulav Shal Nitmu, of a person was taking out his suit from his closet, he thought it was his weekday suit, and really it was a Shabbos suit. The halacha is that it's Tame, the Gemara assumes, because being that he thought it was something else, so that's called Hesachadas. And Amr Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik, a similar halacha, Ma'isa b'shtei Nashim Chaveiray, so it was a story with two women who were makpid about Tyrus, Shal Neschafu and Klaim Beveis HaMerchatz, their clothing are mixed up in the bathhouse, each one wore the other one's clothing. Rabbi Kiva paskin that the clothing is tame, because being that they thought it was something else, each one thought it was their clothing, and really it wasn't, so therefore the clothing is tame. Now Maskafa Rav Yeshaya asked Rav Yeshaya on these last two memras, really, you can't guard, if you're guarding something, b'chaskas, it's one thing, and it ends up being something else, that's called Esachadas. If a person puts his hands into a basket, he has intentions to take wheat bread, so he's thinking he's holding wheat bread. It really ends up being barley bread. Hachanami denitmas. You're going to tell me that the bread becomes tame. V'chitema hachanami. If you're going to tell me that, yeah, taka does become tame, I'll prove you not like that. Vatani, we learned in the Braisa. Mamish, this type of case. Hamishamer sechav, chavis becheska shel yayin. If a person was guarding a chavis, a barrel, thinking that there was wine inside, v'nimsa shel shemen, and really it was oil, the lacha is a stahir milatama. His shmira works. The oil is tarf. It can't be matama, other things. Ask the Gemara, tameich, if a shmira really works, Ema Seifa, how do you understand the Seifa of Asur Milacho? It's Asur to eat it. Amai, why is it Asur? Why is it Tame? Why is it a puzzle? Why did it become Tame? If you were guarding it and your Shmira works, even though you thought it was wine, so why is it Asur Milacho? Rav Yirmi explained, no, that's not Shver. You were guarding it from something that it could be Metame. Even when you thought it was wine, you were only guarding it from something that could be Metame, meaning that it could make it Tame to the extent that it could make other things Tame. But you weren't guarding it from something that could passel it. But Lamaisa, at least that Shmira, that half Shmira that you did on the wine, that works for the oil, even though you thought it was wine. So you see, even if you're guarding something, Becheskas, it's one thing, and it ends up being something else, the Shmira is good. Now the Gemara just has a side kasho, Mika Nitirusa Lepalga, is there really such a thing as half a Shmira? Says the Gemara in, yes, Vatani, like we learned in the Braisa. That Hayshad Yada Besal, Vesal Akseifa, a person puts his hands into a basket, the basket's on his shoulder, Vamagrefa Betay Chasal, and he has a shovel that's also inside the basket. So, just as a mashal, it's a basket of dates. He also has a shovel inside the basket. And he was only being shamer the sal. He wasn't being shamer the shovel. Hasal tar v'magrefa tameya. The halacha is that the basket is tar, and the shovel is tame. Now, the Gemara says that doesn't make any sense. Hasal tar, tatama magrefa lasal. Why is the sal, why is the basket tar? The shovel should be metame. Says the Gemara, that's not shver, ain't kli metama kli. The rule is that a kli cannot be metama another kli. Okay, but ask the Gemara, v'latama ma'ashe b'sal. It should be metama the dates, it should be metama the contents, the food that's inside the sal, because a kli could be metama food. So Amar Avina, Avina explained, bo'imer shamartiv midavar shemetama v'lay midavar apaisloi. He wasn't completely mesiach das from that shavu. He was guarding it from something that could make it tame, that it could be metama other things. He just was mesiach das from guarding it from something that could passel it. So, but you see that there's such a thing as a half a shmira. Mikomakum kasha, l'maisa, we still have our kasha from the chavis, that you see, even though he was guarding it becheskas, that it was wine, and really it was oil, the halacha is that his shmira worked. V'oid ma'isir Rabbi Baravua, and Rabbi Baravua asks another kasha, and this is going to be a kasha even on the first memra, that ma'isir b'isha achash abasul f'nei Rabbi Shmuel, there was a story with a lady who came to Rabbi Shmuel, v'amr lein, she said to him, that Rabbi Begetzah racked it b'tahara, v'lehay b'libu l'shoymer b'tahara. I know I wove it and I was tar. I know I was tar the whole time I was weaving it. I wasn't mitamet. L'ma'isir, I can't say I was doing shmiro, I wasn't mamish guarding it, but I know that I was tar. Umitayk b'dika shay Rabbi Shmuel b'itka, umitayk the investigation that Rabbi Shmuel made with her. So amr lein, she came out, she says to him that Rabbi Nida Mashchini Bechavel. She admitted to the fact that the Nida helped her pull one of the strings. And Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel commented that Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachamim. You see how great Chazal are, how right they are. Sheyivu Aimrim Beliba L'Shemer Tar, Aim Beliba L'Shemer Tame. The klal is, I don't care if you say you were tar. It has to be that you had it in mind dafka to be shemer. Then the thing is tar, and if not, then it's tame. And Shuv Ma'aseh Bisha Acha Shabbos Alfin Rabbi Shmuel. Another similar story. Amar Loi, the lady said to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Mapezua Raktia B'Tahara Vloya Beliba L'Shemera. That I wove this piece of cloth, I know I was tar. I can't say I did a shmira, but I know I was tar. And we talk b'dika shei Rabbi Shmuel b'itka, and we talk the interrogation that Rabbi Shmuel did on her. So Amr Elai, she came out and she said to him that Rabbi Nima nifsikaliu kashartia bepe. There was a time that one of the strings ripped, it snapped, and I tied it with my mouth, even though I was a nida. And again, Amr Rabbi Shmuel kama gedayla divrei chachamim, how great chazal are, how right they are. Shayu aimer b'liba l'shem retar, aim b'liba l'shem retamim. But again, the kasha is that you see from here, there's a rule. The rule is, anytime you're guarding something, it's tar. I don't care if you thought it was something and ended up being something else. It doesn't matter. If you're guarding something, the halacha is his tar. If you're not guarding something, the halacha is his tame. So on all three of the members that we mentioned before, why is the handkerchief tame? Why is the Shabbos suit tame? And why is the other woman's clothing tame? If you're guarding it, if you're believed by l'shaymus, and then the halacha is that it's tar. So now says the Gemara like this, that Bishlam of Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik, and this really answers both kashas, that Bishlam of Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik, the third memra who spoke about the ladies who mixed up their clothing, so the kasha is again, they have Shmirah, who cares if they thought it was something else, Lamai said they're watching it, so the Lacha should be tar. Says the Gemara, no, there's no Shmirah, because Koachas v'achas Eimeres chaverti eishas amaretz umas chadaitamina. Each one, as soon as they realize they're not wearing their own dress, they're wearing their friend's dress, so they don't know that their friend cares about Tyrus. They assume perhaps that maybe my friend's an Amaretz, or at least there's a chance that my friend's an Amaretz, and because of that, she's not really so careful. She doesn't have Beliba L'Shaimra. She has a certain level of Hesachadas because of the tzad that her friend is an Amaretz, and that's called Hesachadas, and that's why the dress becomes Tameh. The Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, Nami, also in the middle case of Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram with the Shabbos suit, where he thought it was his weekday suit, there also there's a lack of Shmira. Kevin de Kelim the Shabbos Avalu Shimer Tzvei, Masach Daiti Minayu. The Metzias is that people guard, they're more careful with their Shabbos clothing than they are with their weekday clothing. Perhaps Al Kedusha Shabbos, they care more about their Shabbos clothing. And therefore, there's a certain level of Hesach Hadas. It's not because he thought it was the wrong thing. Or because it's because Ein Beliba L'Shamra. He didn't really have Das to guard it. He did, but it wasn't to that extent. He thought it was his weekday clothing. He didn't realize it was his Shabbos clothing. But our kasha is from the second Braisa on the first Memra, on the Memra of Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, who spoke about the handkerchief that fell, and Reuven told his friend Shimon, pick it up for me, and Shimon picks it up. The halacha is the handkerchief becomes tame. Why? Why can't Reuven have it? Believe in the Shimrei when it's in Shimon's hands. He'll be watching it. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Chazaka in Adam Mishamer Masha Biyad Chaveray. It's because there's a Chazaka. There's a Chazaka, at least when it comes to Tuma, that a person does not watch what's in his friend's hand. It's so easy for the thing to become Tame, and so automatically he knows that there's a chance that something might happen, it's going to become Tame, there's a certain level of Hesach Hadas, and so that's the klal. You can't just say, oh, he had a mind L'Shaimer. Naturally, there's a Chazaka that a person does not have his regular level of Shmira, there's a certain element of Hesach Hadas, and that's why in the case of the handkerchief is Tameh.